Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. This is the good stuff. Unprecedentedly so, Mel has included trades in a mock draft. He's been at ESPN for over 40 years, and this is the first time in the history of him doing mock drafts that he is projecting trades. So, Gator, the Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock at the top of Mel's mock.
Yep.
And with the first pick, the Jaguars select Trevor Lawrence, quarterback.
What?
Clemson.
Yeah, fair enough.
At number two, we have a trade.
Yes, we do.
The New York Jets were on the clock, but Atlanta moves up two spots.
From four to two.
They're going to send the Jets their number four pick and second round pick this year and more picks, is all Mel says.
Yep.
So Atlanta is on the clock as the Jets move down two spots. Pick up a second rounder and more picks. And with the second pick, the Atlanta Falcons select Zach Wilson, quarterback, Brigham Young University.
Yep.
Gator, the Miami Dolphins are on the clock at three.
Yes.
The Dolphins do not make a trade. The pick is in. And with the third pick, the Miami Dolphins select Devonta Smith, wide receiver, Alabama. Wow. Now the Jets, who've moved down from two, are on the clock. And with the fourth pick.
This is really interesting because if the Jets are going to move on at two, are they still taking a quarterback at four, or are they hanging on to Darnold and just going to add like to the offensive line with Sewell? Are they going to take a Kyle Pitts? Are they going to go with a defender? What are they doing, Doug?
With the fourth pick, the New York Jets select Kyle Pitts, tight end, Florida. Wow.
Big mistake, but go ahead.
Well, Pitts is an interesting guy, but yeah, I mean,
I think he's really interesting. I think drafting Smith at that point is a mistake. I think you got to go offensive lineman. You got to get things set up with your line.
The Bengals are on the clock with the fifth pick. The Cincinnati Bengals select Penei Sewell,
yeah.
Tackle, Oregon.
Six is Philadelphia. This is interesting. What's Philly going to do?
The pick is in. And with the sixth pick, the Philadelphia Eagles select Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver, LSU.
Okay, so Chase is gone, Pitts is gone, and Smith, all three of those guys are gone. That leaves Waddle as the next best wide receiver. Micah Parsons is there. He's the linebacker from Penn State. You've got two quarterbacks still available if you wanted Trey Lance or Justin Fields. Interesting.
And because it's Mel's first mock, and so the first time we're going to do this, or you can trade the pick. So you got the two quarterbacks. Trey Lance is there. Justin Fields is there. Those that go defense no matter what, Micah Parsons is there.
Yeah.
And those that want a weapon for Jared Goff and see that they need not only a wide receiver one, but a wide receiver two, Jaylen Waddle is there. Or you can trade the pick. All of these could make sense.
Yep.
So, Gator, I ask you, what would you do? Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State. Justin Fields, quarterback, Ohio State. Micah Parsons, linebacker, Penn State. Jalen Waddle, wide receiver, Alabama, or trade to pick. That's five options. One of those five options is what Mel has the Lions doing.
Lots of options, lots of flexibility. And if it's me, I'm trading back.
You're trading back.
Okay. I'm trading back, and I know that there are so many teams that are interested in taking a quarterback, and the Lions are the spot to be right. That is such an envious position because the top two are gone. So now you'll have teams that definitely favor one over the other between Lance and Fields, and they know that at number eight, Carolina's at eight, Carolina's going to take a quarterback. So you got to get ahead of Carolina. Whether it's Denver at nine that wants to just leapfrog, or it's the Bears. The Cowboys may want to do that, and they're at 10. You got San Francisco at 12, football team at 19. You got the New England Patriots at 15. I think these are all teams that are primed to make that jump, and I would probably take the deal from the team that's closest to the Lions. So looking at maybe I'm hoping that Denver wants to jump on that, or maybe at worst San Francisco.
So, Gator, here's some of the feedback. Brian in Rochester Hills says, move back and load up on picks. Unnamed texter, if I could get the right trade, I'd trade back. If not, I select the quarterback of the future and with whatever guy fits the most, Fields or Lance. Mike in Chicago says, trade the pick. Unnamed texter says, first round is trade back to 15 with New England and get Quiddy Pay at a discount short of the availability of that trade. I'm taking Micah Parsons all the way. From Stephen Milford, Justin Fields all day. Nick and Davidson, no doubt trade down, but not too much. It's if it's possible, just a few spots and pick up another pick. Unnamed texter, Justin Fields, no pick is a sure thing, and he is worth the risk. It makes sense to have Goff and a rookie quarterback. If Goff is great, trade him. If not, play your rookie. Let's not forget the OSU Clemson game. Fields was a stud. Next one, with the seventh pick, the Detroit Lions select Justin Fields, quarterback, Ohio State. That is from Dakota. Gator, I was looking at it's about 50% agree on trading the pick. 35 to 40%, I don't know the math in front of me, are saying Justin Fields, a little love for Micah Parsons. Gator, Mel, for the Detroit Lions, with the pick at seven, trades the pick.
Oh, boy.
We have a
How
trade.
How far back they going?
The Detroit Lions send the pick at seven to San Francisco.
At 12, not too far back, not too far
back. For the pick at 12, along with San Francisco's second rounder this year.
Oh, boy.
And what Mel writes, likely a second rounder next year.
Hell yes, I make that trade.
Right?
This is why I'm telling you. This is look, of course, I'm getting too excited about this, but if the draft works out to the point where there are only two quarterbacks that are gone by the time the Lions get ready to pick at seven, this is a brilliant scenario because, again, teams want to get ahead of Carolina to get their quarterback. This would be a perfect situation for the Lions because they're only going back five spots so they can still land a top player at 12, and they're adding more draft capital to get second rounds. Oh, I love it. Oh, come on now. Let's go.
Gator, we have to be very, very careful because this trade is so good that we shouldn't be disappointed in reality.
I won't be disappointed in reality. Honestly, the way this is set up, there are very few scenarios that play itself out with this upcoming draft where I'm going to be pissed with the Lions because you can make the case, take defense, take Micah Parsons at seven. You can make the case, take a wide receiver at seven. You can make the case, take a quarterback at seven. You can make the case to trade back. And they all seem like viable options, and I'm not going to be upset with any of them because it's a rebuild, because this is a multiple-year rebuild. This isn't something that you got to make the right pick here because you're competing right away. You're not. You're building a team. And you have a bunch of building blocks you can choose from. So I love this situation.
So you realize what we have to do now. With the seventh pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Justin Fields, quarterback, Ohio State. With the eighth pick, the Carolina Panthers select Mac Jones, quarterback, Alabama. With the 9th pick, we have a trade.
Oh, boy.
The New England Patriots move up to Denver's spot at 9 from 15.
You're only going to move up to take a quarterback.
The New England Patriots at 9 select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State. The Dallas Cowboys are on the clock at 10. The Cowboys select Patrick Surtain II, cornerback, Alabama. The Giants are on the clock. The New York Giants select wide receiver Jaylen Waddle, Alabama. And now the Lions are on the clock at 12. Now let me point something out.
Yeah.
We still have Micah Parsons on the board. He's still there. Rashawn Slater, the tackle from Northwestern, is on the board. Caleb Farley, the cornerback from Virginia Tech, is on the board. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, the linebacker from Notre Dame, is on the board.
Barmore.
Gregory Russo, defensive end. Miami is on the board. And Christian Barmore, defensive tackle, Alabama, on the board. I just gave you 6 names. One of those is the pick. Gator, I'm going to read some of these. Pick is in. Micah Parsons at 12, easy choice. That's from John in Maryland. LB and Ipsy, Micah Parsons, baby. Ryan in Arizona, absolutely run to the podium and select Micah Parsons, linebacker, Penn State. Bruno in Dearborn, Micah Parsons looks much better at 12 than at 7. He's the pick. Adam in Wixom, Rashawn Slater, love him and sets us up to have a top 5 offensive line in years to come. From Roy, I would run to the podium to take Micah Parsons. From Gary in a car, I would take Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah from Notre Dame in this situation. I think the Lions need a outside linebacker presence in that is very good in coverage. From Joe at work, Micah Parsons, Lions need linebacker help, possibly more than any other position. From Chef in St. Clair Shores, run and try not to trip on the way to the podium to take Penn State linebacker Micah Parsons. Gator, what is your selection?
Doug, you're telling me that I move back 5 spots, I basically pick up 2 second-round picks, and I can get the same player that I wanted at 7 in Micah Parsons?
Yep.
Yeah. Abso-frickin-lutely. Would I try to trade back again? Yeah, I would, because I get excited about things like that. But if I'm staying with that and I know there's no action, yeah, I'm pretty much running to the phone to call it in.
Honest to God, this is almost too good to be true. Gator, the pick is in, and with the pick of 12, the Detroit Lions select Micah Parsons, linebacker, Penn State. And here's what Mel writes. With the Lions moving down in my mock trade with the 49ers, that takes them out of the quarterback race but gives them extra draft capital. Jared Goff is going to remain on the roster in 2021 because of his salary, but he might not be the long-term solution, and I don't expect Detroit to improve next season, which means it could have another valuable pick, plus it has the Rams' first-round picks in 2022 and 2023. The Lions allowed 6.3 yards per play under former coach Matt Patricia last season, which ranked last in the league. They need help on defense. Parsons is a versatile linebacker with some pass rush upside. Gator, here's the thing about what they just did in this scenario. Do you know what San Francisco's pick in the second round is?
10th, 11th? I don't know.
I believe, I'm having second thoughts about this, I believe it's they have the second pick of the second round. Let me just check this because I wrote that down, but now this doesn't look right to me. NFL, full draft order. They don't have the second pick. I'm sorry. They have the 43rd pick. So they have 2 picks after Detroit picks. So this sets up the Lions.
The 11th pick of the second round.
Yes, sets up the Lions. With the 9th pick of the second round, the 11th pick of the second round, they already have the 8th pick of the third round, and they've got like the 24th pick of the third round. They'll have 4 day 2 draft picks. 4. That's quite a haul.
Yep.
This is how you rebuild a team. And oh, by the way, have we expressed how good the GM has been at finding mid-round gems?
He's been good.
Yep. Pretty damn good, huh?
Yeah. No, this is look, this is obviously, it's a mock draft. It's not real life, but it's a scenario, and if it plays out, it's beautiful for the Lions if it could play out that way. And, you know, it shows you that there is, you could still find talent in the middle of the first round. I mean, you can find talent throughout the entire draft, but you can still find high-end talent in the middle of the first round. Because it's not a defensive-heavy draft, because it's more quarterback and wide receiver-heavy that we see, you know, some of those other players that are truly at positions of need on the defense, like linebacker, rush end, those guys are available to you in the middle of the second round, or middle of the first round, which is very exciting. I mean, almost to the point where I'd like to trade back into the first round.
Yeah, I mean, this is really the kind of scenario where they could, I mean, they don't have to stop trading, but they probably could stop trading because they have replenished and exceeded what is going to be enough to rebuild a good organization. I mean, they could still move back, but they could also start thinking about pairing some picks together and moving, like you said, back into the first round. Mm-hmm. To walk away with, let's say, a Micah Parsons or a Christian Barmore. Interesting where some of the guys, other guys go, because we can speak about moving back into the first round and getting a guy. Rashawn Slater goes next to the Chargers, who's the next best offensive lineman available. Farley, who's a great corner, goes to Denver at 15. Travis Mooring, who is a really good safety, goes to the Raiders at 17. Jeremiah Wusu-Karamoah goes to the Dolphins at 18.
I think he's going to be really good.
Gregory Rousseau goes to the Colts at 21. I mean, probably not far enough that the Lions could pair their two second rounders in this trade scenario and get him. Kwity Paye goes to the Jets at 23. Christian Barmore goes to the Jags at 25. I don't know that the Jags are going to want more picks, but
may not.
But if Barmore is going late first round, that could be a target for trading back into the first round, right?
Yep.
Zaven Collins, the linebacker defensive end from Tulsa, goes to Cleveland at 26.
He's a big linebacker.
Yep. And that's probably it as far as guys that they might target to trade back in for. But it's a good scenario, isn't it?
No, it's a great scenario. And then you think about what the Lions, you know, what if they were to go with this, and you have 2 second round picks and just what you can do. And, you know, you're going to look for a wide receiver, and, you know, Bateman, Rondell Moore, those are two big names, obviously, from the Big Ten that could be there in the second round. You get one of those guys. I know people don't want to hear about offense, but, you know, there could be some really interesting names depending on what happens there. I mean, is Najee Harris going to be gone in the first round? Likely, but Travis Etienne may not be. He could be available in the second round if you wanted to go with add another running back to the stable. I'm not sold that Kerryon Johnson's ever going to be what he was, so do they need another running back? Sure. But they need help everywhere, and you can find it. You can look for an offensive lineman in that second round if you want to bolster the right side. I'm so intrigued by what they can do with this draft. I did another one of those first dash pick drafts last night.
Of course you did.
And I kept trading back. And I ended up trading back several times in the first round. Nobody was offering me a second first-round pick for this. It was always just, you know, you'd flop first-round picks and add a second pick to it, a second round pick. I ended up trading back all the way to, like, the 30th overall pick. And after several trades, what I amounted in value was another 5 second-round picks.
Yeah.
So I traded back 23 spots, and I picked up 5 second-round picks and, like, a third-round pick. I think that would be worth it.
I mean, it's funny is I don't know if we've ever seen, like, the multiple trade back, load up, fan deal, because this is what fans do all the time. Yeah. Keep trading back, load up. But, I mean, imagine right now they have just one – they have 4 second-day picks, 4 day-two picks. I really like using one of those picks on Kyle Trask, the quarterback out of Florida, and just parking him and having him sit behind Goff for a couple of years. And I'm not afraid to use a quarterback, one of the picks in the next couple of years on a quarterback. I think Trask, he can really make a lot of throws. He didn't get a lot of help from his offensive line. He got a ton of help from his receivers, though. I mean, they had really Kadarius Toney and Kyle Pitts really, really good. It's not that different from Mac Jones. But he got, there was one point where he was the most sacked quarterback in the Southeastern Conference during the season. Now that changed by the end of the year, but he was under heavy duress and was still getting the ball out, getting it out on time and throwing some of his guys open. He's not particularly mobile, and he looks awful in the bowl game when everybody decided to sit out. Awful. So, I mean, it's just something to consider. But, Mel, thank you. We like it. We like it a lot. Now, let's not confuse it with reality, right?
No, don't confuse it with reality. But the reality of the situation is Lions had the 7th overall pick, and there would be interest in it, a lot of interest in it, if certain things happened beforehand. And that scenario where you only have two quarterbacks going in the top 6 picks, that's a scenario where they'd create a ton of interest in the 7th pick, and then they could certainly trade back. But because it is a full-on rebuild, and they've got all these building blocks they need to find, there isn't a whole lot they could screw up with that 7th pick.
Yep.
There just isn't. You can take offensive linemen. You can take linebacker. You can take rush end. You can take wide receiver. You can take corner. You can take safety. You know, not that they would take all those positions, but my point is that there isn't a whole lot where you'd say, you can't do that.
Yep. Like what we're seeing here.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.